So the whole story of the ego. So I feel like the Ramban approach, I think it's relatively well known. I'm not sure if it's well known that it's the Ramban. But the idea, like, how could Am Yisrael, after all the Nisim that Hashem did for them, took them out of Mitzrayim, gave them the Torah, you know, Kriyas Yamsuf, everything. Ve'aminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo, how could it be that they're just abandoning Hashem and serving Avodah Zarah? It seems a bit of a pillow. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayar ha'am ki vosheish Moshe laredes minahar." Moshe was delaying to come down. "Vayikayel ha'am al Aaron v'yomer lev kum ase lanu Elohim, make for us a God." Asher yelchu lefaneinu, who's going to walk before us. "Kize Moshe ha'ish asher ha'lanu meret mitraim lo yadanu mehayelo." We didn't know what happened to Moshe. Yeah, and Aaron says, "Okay, take away your, you know, all your jewelry and bring me the gold." And fine, and they made the egel. Very, very difficult episode. Like, what's going on? How could they have asked for it? How could Aaron have accommodated them? So let's look at the Ramban. Asher yelchu lefaneinu, Elohus harbe ivu lehem. They wanted all sorts of gods. Kize Moshe ha'ish asher ha'alonu me'eret Mitzrayim, v'haya more lanu haderech na'aleba. The Moshe Rabbeinu, the human that took us out of Mitzrayim and taught us the way to go. Lo yadanu mehayalo. We don't know what happened. Atat zrichim le'alohus harbe she'elchu lefaneinu loshen Rashi. When we had one human who could deal with all of our issues, so fine, then we were able to manage. But now the Moshe, the man is gone. Instead, we need a God. Okay. Loshen Rashi. Ve'ein l'shona mechuban. I don't understand what Rashi's getting. I don't understand how he's understanding the Sukkim exactly. You should know that dafka, this pasuk, which seems very damning accusation against Am Yisrael, right? They want yes lanu Elohim. What's the lashon? Ase lanu Elohim, make a god. So says the Ramban. Actually, this is exactly the key to understanding what's going on. Obviously, again. Because it's a bit of a non sequitur, right? According to Rashi, Zem Moshe Ha'ish, and therefore I say Lanu Elohim. Well, why would you need Elohim to replace an Ish? You need an Ish to replace an Ish. So what's going on? Says the Ramban. It's clear that nobody thought that Moshe was Elohim. Va'od ki beferush amru Elohim asher yelchu lifaneinu. So, you could look at the word Ase Lanu Elohim and be like, whoa, they want to replace God. It says Ramban, no, look at the continuation of the pasuk. Asher yelchu lefein, who's going to walk before us. What does that mean? They weren't looking to replace HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were looking for something else. Lo shiyu nostim lehem chayim ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. This Elohim is not an Elohim. It's not God. Aval hayu mevakshim Moshe acher. They wanted Moshe 2.0. They wanted to replace Moshe. Amru Moshe shahoru lanu haderech mimitzrayim v'adheina. Moshe, that was our leader, you know, guiding us in the desert until now. Shahoyu hamasayim al pi Hashem biad Moshe. We know that Hashem is the one who's the ultimate force, obviously. But Moshe was his shliach. Moshe was an intermediary. Whenever we would travel, Moshe would be the one who got the message from Hashem and told us to go. Whenever we would do anything, we would talk, we'd find out about the man. We'd find out about the Mamad Har Sinai. We were told it's time to leave Mitzrayim. Everything was Hashem, but with Moshe kind of leading. Hine avadnu menu. This intermediary was lost. So na'aseh lanu Moshe acher, right? We have to make another Moshe, sheyore haderech lefneinu al pi Hashem biyado. He's going to teach us how to go and kind of be the one to deliver Hashem's word to him. The problem is, which, I mean, it's not a problem. The Ramban's going to address it. But it says explicitly, asay lanu Elohim, make a God. So the Ramban is very good that, right, zem Moshe ha'ish, we have to replace this man Moshe, right, sheyelchu lefneinu.
Could be like the Beis Din.
Could be like the Beis Din. It could be like
just,
the basis.
It's just a messenger. It's just a...
Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. So we've already seen in the Ramban that the word Elohim or Elohim is often a little bit ambiguous what it means. Exactly. So let's see. V'zetam hiskira Moshe ha'ish asher halanu. So we're saying, we don't want a God. Aaron HaKohen. Aaron have gone along with having Mamish replacing Hashem. Chalila. They're just trying to have somebody to replace Moshe. Lo hakel asher ha'elam. They're not trying to replace God. Kitzdarchu la'ish Elohim. They're looking for a holy man. A man who, or at least a leader. I'm not even sure how to translate this word now according to the Ramban. The man of God or a man who's going to be in a leadership position. V'chein tuchal lehovin zeh mitshuvas Aaron el Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look at what Moshe comes down, and he sees everything, and he goes to Aaron, Aaron, what happened? What was Aaron's response? What did these people do to you? Like, what kind of pressure did they place on you that you enabled them to have this idol? You brought this terrible sin upon them. But they told me we need a God. So says Aaron, no, you can't translate that word as God. Because Aaron's trying to defend himself against Moshe's accusation by saying, well, they asked me to make a God, so I made them a God. What? I told them to bring me their jewelry and throw it in the fire. Aaron is trying to kind of apologize and trying to mitigate the anger of Moshe. But he's saying, they asked me for a God, so I made it. What kind of excuse is that? So the whole back and forth between Moshe and Aaron also doesn't make any sense. Moshe says, Aaron, how could you do this? Like, well, they asked me for a God, so I made it. What does that mean? Aval inyan k'moshe amarti, says the Ramban, absolutely not. The Pshat is as follows: Shlo bikshu ha'egel lios lahem lakel meimi sumechaye. They didn't view this egel, at least initially. They didn't view this egel as being something that's mamish divine. It can die and make live. V'kiblu avodas elohusu aleim. They weren't accepting to serve this image. Aval yirtzu shiyeh lahem b'makom Moshe moreh darkam. They were looking for some sort of guide that can be the one who receives messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu about how they're supposed to encamp, how they're supposed to travel, how they're supposed to go to battle. And that was the role of the egel. That was Aaron's apologies to Moshe. They weren't looking for a God. They were just looking for a leader. Elohim, a leader. Because nobody knew what happened to you. So they were trying to have something in place of you. They didn't know if you'd come back. Therefore, they needed you to be with them. They needed something to be with them, you know, because they don't know if you're going to come back. And if you come back, of course, they would abandon this other leader and go back to you. And if you look at the response when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, you see that was their kind of their perspective. As soon as Moshe came down, so that's it. They came back to Moshe. There's no like machlokas of let's fight civil war. The Egel camp and the Moshe camp. No, everybody went back to Moshe, and they ground up the Egel, and they spread out its gold everywhere. V'lo haya ba'emehem cholik alav klal. Dafka, in many situations, it seems like there are different, you know, groups in Am Yisrael, those who have more emunah, less emunah, but you don't have anybody who's like in the Egel camp after Moshe comes down. Why not? As soon as Moshe came down and he saw everybody dancing, everybody abandoned the Egel. Nobody's objecting, nobody's refusing. This was their God. People just wouldn't let their God be burnt in fire. It's a reference to the Yishkus Toavasam. Akiva, what is it? The pasuk says, I think, when Moshe was telling Paro, he has to let them go. So Paro says, just serve them here. So it's a play on words from that pasuk. Yeah, earlier. Very good. Vihine. This is where. Is this one in the next paragraph? This one is where it gets a little bit mysterious. Okay, so hold on tight. Let me know what you think is going on. Anybody ever learn Yecheskel and Maaseh Merkava?
Yeah.
Did you? That would come in handy.
I mean, not I've read.
Okay, let's have a look. Vihine Aaron hu asher hotzi hatzura hazos. Aaron was the one, they didn't ask him for any specific image. They didn't say, make us an egel. Aaron took all the gold and made an egel. Why an egel? Why a calf? Kihem lo amr lo ma ya'ase shor o kesev o eiz vizulasam. They didn't tell him what image to make, or to make an animal.
Is that a reference to gods of Mitzrayim?
Not according to the Ramban.
Okay.
Shor kesev o'ez is by korbanos.
I know, right, but right. Like, that's all part of like the whole korban pesach thing, which is like the whole
right. I'm sure that there's some approach that ties in the egel to some Egyptian god. But that's not what the Ramban's going to say. V'zeo ma'amar chacham she'amru melamed she'ivu le'elohus harbe. Meaning when they went to, that's what it means in Chazal, they desired lots of gods. Actually, the word wouldn't be gods. Lots of forces, according to the Ramban. Meaning to say, well, they didn't ask Aaron for anything specific. They just wanted something or some things. Came lo yadu b'ma yivcharu ve'eze atov lehem. They were interested in all sorts of possibilities, but they kind of left up to Aaron to choose which would be best. Ba'kavana le'aron ha'isa. Why did Aaron choose this egel? L'pnei she'Yisrael hayu b'midbar chorev shmama. That the Am Yisrael was in this very desolate, empty desert. V'achurban v'shmamos olam yavo min atzafon. I don't know what this means. The destruction and neglect and nothingness, the midah that comes from the north, and the midah of that is north. Okay.
It talks about that in like Chesko and Yirmiyahu. It's just talking about that. The foreign nations are coming.
Good, exactly. From the mitzafon tipata chara kol yoshei aretz. That pasuk.
I don't know the pasuk.
Okay. I'm okay. Just, good.
Like,
okay.
It's either saying that it's coming from the north of Israel or it's coming from like.
Okay. Good. North, so okay. Good. Okay. North. Good. Again, I'm totally a guess. This could be absolutely wrong, but lamai. So we know that like yamin, that right is like a mitzvah of like strength and goodness, and small is more like weakness and more negative. So the way I think it's going to come out of the Ramban also, the way their maps faced. We think of like north is up and east is to the right. Their map direction or their compasses, they would be facing east, and so north was to the left. So north is like ilu, like the chalash, like the weak side or something like that. Mashu kaze. Mitzafon tipata charal kol yisheyaretz. Doesn't Yirmiyahu that there's going to be evil coming from the north? She'ena kavana b'melech bavel b'vad. Obviously, the pshat is that Babel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael, northeast. But it doesn't only mean that. Kasher yira b'niglam minakas. It's not only reference to Babel. Avakimin has small. Oh, so now he's changing north into small. Why is that small? Because they would be facing east in their direction perspective. Min hasmol tavo midas hadin leolam lo shiva kol yoshvei haaretz ki ra'asam. There's going to be this north midah, which means midas hadin. Vihine b'maisa hamerkava. Oh, there you go. Bubs, help us out. Amar pnei shor me hasmol la'arba asam. There were four faces, and it's a little bit of a discussion because there's two mice in Merkavas in Yecheskel, and I think one time with the face of what the eagle or something gets replaced by man. I don't know. Lamaisa, what
it's
is
it? It's all confusing.
It's confusing. It's very confusing. There's a lion, and there's an eagle, and there's a shore, and
a person,
and an Adam. I don't know. Yeah, we'll stop. We'll stop with mice and Merkava for now. Exactly. Ayin Shem and Chagiga. V'lachein Chashav Aaron ki hamachriv. Yore derech makom hachurban. So the midah in the, again, I don't know what this means, but shor, egel, shor, which is the midah of smol, which is the midah of north, which is the midah of din, which is the midah of a wilderness, he thought that would be the appropriate, symbol to lead them in this place of wilderness. Kisham kocho hagadol. And if they serve Hashem properly, Hashem will kind of use this intermediary of kind of giving them this thing which represents din to overflow it with Hashem's presence or something like that. That kibiyosa lifneim yichavnu el inyana. So I think if we serve Hashem with this thing which represents midas hadin or something like that, Hashem will give us His presence upon midas hadin and lead us in the desert. It says, "Where is Guru?"
Not in like the
no, the small thing. Small. When he's talking about the small.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, good. So says the next paragraph is also kind of along these lines, but that's the gist of the Ramban's pshat that aselanu Elohim means leader, but more than Elohim also could mean like a midah like of a koach in the universe, spiritually. If you look
yeah,
at
I don't get that part.
That part.
The second part. Like what does it mean? Like Aaron was showing them din, meaning like Aaron was. Aaron was saying
was
that
foreshadowing punishment.
No. The way I don't understand it, but the way I understand it is that they're in a situation of din. They're in a situation of being unaccompanied in the wilderness, right? In the midbar.
Right.
And therefore, that is the situation that is din. Or that is shore. That is the situation they're in. So they kind of want to say, Hashem, we want you to channel your presence onto this midah, whatever these terms mean, and therefore everything which represents that midah, something like that. Okay, skip the end of that. Look at the next Ramban at the bottom of the page. Also from this week's Parsha. Vayomru Eilo Lechi Yisrael HaSher Alucha. Right, when they actually made the Egel and are serving it, this is the Elohecha that took you out of Mitzrayim. Gamze Kasav Yorosan Ki Ain Tipesh Ba'olam Shiachav Ki Azavazeh Asherhaya Ba'oznayim Uasher Otsim Mitzrayim. No fool would think that the thing which was in their ear moments ago is now the thing that took them out of Mitzrayim. Aval Omru Ki Koach Hatzura Hazos Ha'elam Misham. That the Koach of this Tzura is what took them out of there. Meaning, the idea that Hashem led them in the desert, which is represented by this thing, which is the koach of desert, somehow, again, I don't exactly know, but that's what they mean. Okay, fine. So now the question is, the Ramban is doing such a good job at, I don't know, justifying, at explaining their fears and explaining what their intention was. It was L'shem Shamayim, says the Ramban. So why? What's the problem? Why is this Asr? Why is it Kfira? They're not saying that this is, what's that?
Because Moshe, they were saying that you can like just inherently just get to like Moshe. Like, they didn't understand that Moshe like actually like, I don't know. Like, they kind of just thought, like, the eagle would just have, like, this inherent relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They would be able to be the mediator between the two of them.
Okay. Everything that you're saying is good. We're not going to go through the Rambams, but there's famous Rambams at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he talks about how, historically, people knew who God was. And the idea of idolatry, it was a process. It was a process of viewing, kind of like the same idea of what the Ramban is saying here by the eagle. It was kind of like taking certain things in the universe. I mean, this represents this koach of Hashem. Okay? And let's do something to serve it so we can get ratzon from Hashem. And little by little, they begin to... Because we're removed. Exactly. So the truth is, I meant to photocopy this page of Michta Meliyahu. And in my haste, I photocopied it terribly. And so each first word is cut off. So if you're welcome to take it and look at it afterwards. But the Rav Dessler, he talks about this idea. See if I can find just one sentence. He says, "Alser lasos shum tzura oletzayer." It says I gave you the page in the sheet, right? I just didn't copy it. Oletzayer shum tzura afila b'dim yoneinu k'day lisbonin ba'atz muso yisbarach. We can't have any sort of image or even think of in our heads of like this is what Hashem is represented by. Why not? Matam. Because we just naturally kind of begin to get confused and think that he is connected with this thing itself. And then in the next paragraph, Rav Dessler says, okay, I don't think we do this anymore nowadays. And maybe we do to a certain extent. I don't know. Who knows? But we don't really do it like they did back in the good old days. We don't really have images that we think represent a koach and then come to think that is actually Hashem himself. But the idea of let's say, for example, the example Rav Dessler gives. A person will stand up for it's a Gemara in Makos. People are so foolish. They'll give so much kavod to the Sefer Torah, but they don't give kavod to Talmidei Chachamim, who himself is a walking Sefer Torah. Meaning to say, sometimes when we in our heads associate this thing, let's say, with holiness, so sometimes we actually forget that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu that gives it holiness and just like come to serve it itself. For example, let's say a person, I want to learn, I mean, it's not what Rav Dessler says, but I want to learn Iyun, you know, and because it's Dvar Hashem, I want to understand all the different perspectives of a sugya because it's all Sama Ratzon Hashem, but it can very easily come from that to just be, I'm serving it in and of itself. I mean, to say that I don't, you know, I forget that I'm actually trying to understand Hashem's Torah. I just want to show everybody how much I know, or I want to understand it for its own sake without thinking about what the depth behind that is. The Maharal says, that it's very easy for a Talmud Chacham, I hope I'm not misquoting him, It's very easy for a Talmud Chacham to lack Avas Hashem because he comes to love the Chachma in and of itself. Meaning something like that. He just comes to, he wants to learn so much for the sake of the Chachma, he forgets that it's from Hashem, and then he forgets to serve Hashem properly. And he forgets, like, Hashem is the one behind everything. So the idea of kind of viewing the danger of the Egel as the Egel representing Hashem and coming from that, just, well, it's representing in and of itself and serving in and of itself, we don't have that media in terms of Avodah Zarah anymore. But the idea of in our Avodah Hashem, a person will be like, I want to have the most beautiful Estrog box or most beautiful menorah because I want to do the mitzvah properly. It just comes to, I want to just serve myself. Meaning, because as one, I forget what it's all about. And it's very easy to kind of replace the idea behind the image with the image itself. So this idea of the Egel, it's something we have to be aware of, even though Baruch Hashem, our world doesn't really have a Avodah Zarah, but the message behind it exists Ada Yom Hazeh. Okay, Adkan.